Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
7:45, quarter till 8, Monday morning, January 6th. Mark Rosa joins us now, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Taking a look at the week ahead on Wall Street, Monday morning markets with Mark. How you doing, Mark?
Good morning, sir. I'm doing well. How are you?
I bet you're liking this cold weather.
Tell me, I have to share with our listeners. Past couple of years, as you know, we usually take the first week off in January, try to find someplace cold. In the last couple of years, that was true. Went up in the Baltics, and this time the cold is coming to us. So,
that's
yes, I am
good.
Pleased with the temp. That's right. I don't have to
cheaper.
Move at all.
A lot cheaper, man. I'll tell you, talk about managing your money. That's a Friday segment. Let the cold come to you.
That's it. Raise that every year.
Real quick, I'm just curious. You a king cake guy or not? Do you eat a lot of sweets? Not really, huh?
Yeah, I like sweets.
Okay.
I could do that. I like pie more than cake. I like, chocolate more than maybe some other things. But a king cake with the filling, like a, what is it, cream cheese or something? Yeah I'll knock you down for that.
All right, let's...
Generally, king cake isn't...
Let's get the staff on that. Let's send Rosa a king cake, please, with my compliments. Collect, of course. Get his credit card number before we send it to him.
Let's get it in base. Make sure.
We'd need your address. Mr. Tucker would like to send you a king cake. Oh, that's great. Oh, and also we're going to need your credit card number. And don't forget that code on the back.
Take a nice tip for yourself.
Yes, exactly. Let's talk about some economic news that came out last week.
You know, well, that was it, Tom. We had such a calm week, New Year's Day right in the middle of the week, so there wasn't a lot going on before or after that day. So we just had a little bit in housing. The pending home sales for November came in and really far better than expected. Expected was up 0.7%, and it came in at 2.2%. And as well as the S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index was up over 4%, at 4.2 actually. That was for November also. And, the mortgage rates inched up to start the year near a six-month high. And I think people, just judging from what's going on at my office, after last August when the rates fell to five, the rates in the fives, then it kind of started ratcheting up as the news that the Fed wasn't going to cut much next year. I think people are saying, well, I missed that. And a lot of people didn't miss it. Mm-hmm. But we are at limit. Just from a banking standpoint, you can't have too much of your lending portfolio in long-dated loans. That's, you set a limit for the institution, you stick with it. We are at limit for the 30-year mortgages. They've been very popular last year, especially in the fall. And I think generally speaking, people are jumping on after they realize that the rates weren't going to be falling in the fives. Many people want 4% mortgages. Who wouldn't? Or 3% mortgages. I think those things are gone for an awful long time. So I think people are grabbing the mid-sixes. You could find rates in the mid-sixes right now, maybe even the low-sixes if somebody wants to be really ambitious. and just lock it in. And, you know, things happen next year as far as you could refinance it and take advantage of a lower rate. But I think there's a growing chorus of conversations where rates aren't going any lower. And I think people are realizing that. You know, the Fed came out just this past week. Powell said, well, we might have room for one interest rate cut next year. Well, okay, wait a minute, Mr. Chairman, because right toward the end of last year, you were talking about possibly two rate cuts. Now the now the conversation is one. And like we talked about last Friday, many analysts on Wall Street are saying, I don't think there's going to be room for a cut at all. In fact, somebody might want to start talking about the potential of a rate increase because the new administration, they want to do things, they want to get busy, they want to revive the economy, quote unquote, revive. If it strengthens beyond where it is now, well, the Fed might be asked to step back in if inflation starts to pull up again. So that's more coming around with the idea that, you know, stocks took advantage of falling rates and the anticipation of more rate drops by the Fed. So a lot of people say, well, if that's the case, they're not going to drop rates any further. A lot of those rates were baked into current market averages. And some are saying, well, look, the stocks are overvalued. I think we were mentioning Friday that one analyst at least was saying, oh, the S&P's at 6,000. It really needs to be at 4,000. Mm-hmm. So that would be a minus 33% for those in the S&P. I'm one of them. And the Dow has basically just traded sideways for the past couple of weeks because really nothing's going on. So we left it 2 weeks ago right at 43,000, and it's as of before its opening this morning, it's right at 43,000. So I think the market's in, they're just treading water, seeing what's going to go on. New administration comes in, a lot of promises, how much is going to get done, and to see where the market is going to head from there. Two things determine stock prices, interest rates and corporate earnings. And if you have interest rates, one of those two key elements, if the interest rates are going to stand pat, stay put, then all the focus will be on earnings. So we have Delta Airlines, one of the biggest companies, reported earnings today. And 412 companies in total are going to report earnings this week, 237 today alone. So there'll be a lot of attention paid to, well, how are the companies faring? How are they faring in relation to the current state of the economy? Earnings are improving. I think the Fed thinks that the labor market is decently strong. You know, and we have some labor market activity coming out toward the end of the week, the employment report and the unemployment rate. The unemployment rate is expected to stay steady at 4.2%. But as far as the employment report, 227,000 new jobs were in November, and this report is going to be for December, and 155,000 jobs are expected. So that's not strong. Starting with a one is not strong. A two is obviously better, and a three is best. But a week beginning into the year if that number is coming in as expected.
Mark, you know, I wanted to ask you, it seems as though, you know, people are getting back to work today after maybe a two-week lull between Christmas and New Year's and everything else. And I'm just wondering, with the inauguration coming up, and is all economic hell likely to break loose in the first quarter, be it good or bad? I'm just wondering about level of activity.
I don't know if all hell is going to break loose.
Maybe that was a bad choice of words,
Well, what would be the catch? I mean, for any market movement, you know, some of these analysts are coming out at the time and saying, okay, for instance, what I quoted a second ago, the S&P is going to take a 33% cut. That's awfully dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 20% cut is like a bear market. I mean, we're going to fall into a bear market when the economy is doing decently well.
Everybody, and they're saying that's predicted. They're saying that was going to happen when?
In other words, the averages are where they are right now because the news that's available are already baked in. So what some are considering is not baked in is if the Fed raises rates. That would be a surprise. Okay, so then that's going to take a lot of energy out of the economy because we're not expecting that. So that is on nobody's radar, but it's being discussed a little bit more if, you know, whatever the new administration has and how the population is going to react to whatever news comes out, and are we going to be excited about what they're doing? Is it going to help the economy in which ways? And well, let's measure that. Let's see where it's going. So it's all this unknown stuff. I mean, he's coming back in and making a lot of promises, and I think people are generally upbeat about it. But what will happen to, okay, interest rates and corporate earnings? That's where
the
stocks are going to be.
Valuable information. A pleasure as always. We'll talk to you Friday when we help you manage your money with Mark. Traffic now, WWL.